At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm going to apologize in advance for the NCAA. And for all these conferences, because this is the worst edition of The Fallout as far as compelling games and things like that that I've ever presented to you in all the years that I've done it. So blame the schools that schedule poorly. Now, Clemson starts us out number one in the country. They travel to Syracuse. They've had issues with Syracuse. Got upset 2 years ago at Syracuse. Almost lost again last year. But Clemson took care of business in the ACC. Here is Don Munson from Learfield IMG College.
Third and one, Clemson at their 13 off the left hash. Lawrence, a shotgun snap, throws, has a complete Rogers. Rogers caught it at the 10, stiff arms the man, turns to the field and down the sideline he goes. At the 30, at the 40, he's at the 50. Amari Rogers is on his way and is going to take it the distance for six.
It was a 41-6 victory. So can we all agree, and all media members that went to Syracuse, stop talking about Syracuse football. For God's sakes, nobody cares except you people in your little sorority. Terrible. 41-6. They get thumped. Dabo Sweeney says, man, this was a big step forward for us.
To go on the road and win, especially a division road win, is that's a huge next step for us. So I'm just really proud of our guys. We're very much a work in progress. It's a four-quarter game for a reason. I thought Syracuse really played tough and hard, as I knew they would, in the first half, and we kind of got control of the game there in the third quarter and finished well in the fourth.
Dabo, that game was over after the first quarter. You're being kind. Clemson's won 18 straight games. Trevor Lawrence, 3 touchdowns, ran for another. Second longest winning streak by an ACC member in conference history. It was a 29-game run from Florida State, from 2012 to 2014. Clemson, ready to come home next week to face Charlotte. No, it's not a girl. It's a school. Number 2, Alabama at South Carolina. Well, they were in conference play, which is good. And honestly, this game was a lot closer than I would have expected it mathematically-wise. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
Here's a 1st and 10 from the 11. Here now Tua looks left, rolls, throws across. Devontae Smith, touchdown Alabama, 11 yards. Another touchdown pass. It's 5th of the day for Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa, how about this? 444 yards passing. 3rd most in the history of Alabama. 5 TDs, as you heard. Alabama wins 47-23, and they return home to another daytime kickoff when they play Southern Miss on Saturday. By the way, Nick Saban was complaining about having to play at noon or 11 a.m. Alabama time next Saturday. Nick, if you don't want to play right after the cartoons go off, you need to play legitimate opponents. Memo, they won't schedule you for 11 a.m. if you're not playing Mickey Mouse State. Georgia takes on Arkansas State. 2 weeks in a row for the Dogs. Just an inferior opponent. It was a pink out, though, and that was nice. Scott Howard from Learfield IMG College had the call.
Third down and two. Fromm will throw. We get the first down on the pass completion to Blaylock, and he's off to the races. Nobody's going to catch him. Near sideline, down inside the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Blaylock. He just ran away from the defense.
It was 55 to nothing. Jake Fromm, 279 yards, three touchdowns. The nothing being the big part. Bulldogs win their first three games by a cumulative score of 148 to 23. Notre Dame comes to Athens, Georgia next Saturday in the game of the week. Remember, Georgia won in South Bend 20 to 19 in Jake Fromm's first career start a couple years ago. But Georgia now gets to the meat of their schedule, and they're rolling along. LSU taking on Northwestern State. You didn't even know there was a Northwestern State. Come on. You didn't even know there was one. Well, Chris Blair knows there was one on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Joe takes the snap. All kinds of time in the pocket. Now moving to his left, throws on his back foot, diving for it. Marshall has it. He's got a touchdown. 6-yard touchdown pass to Terrace Marshall Jr. Second touchdown pass of the night. Giving six on the season. And the Tigers extend the lead now, 36-14.
Yeah, they ended up winning 65-14. Joe Burrow, 21 of 24, 373 yards, two touchdowns. He's played through the third quarter only once in three games. Looking good. LSU visits Vanderbilt next Saturday. It's fun. They get to go to Nashville. They're going to crush them. Number five, Oklahoma, taking on UCLA in California. Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College.
Second and 10, Hurts play action again. Has time, flushed right, still looking to throw. Comes back to his left. Now he does chunk it. Charleston Rambo's got it. 25-20 to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. It's a touchdown.
Oklahoma wins 48-14. Jalen Hurts has 439 yards from scrimmage. First Oklahoma quarterback to pass for 200 and rush for 100 in the first half. He led the Sooners to scores on their first six drives in the 48-14 blowout. Absolutely awesome. Lincoln Riley, what do you think about Jalen Hurts?
He played pretty good. He made, you know, majority of plays he was supposed to make, and then made a couple that weren't good calls or we didn't execute well, and made a couple there off script that were important plays. Threw the ball well, took some steps from the last couple of weeks. Still laundry list of things to get better at. That's how I'll approach it with him and everybody else this bye week.
UCLA drops to 0-3 for the second straight year under Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly has lost 12 of 15 games. Why? Because Chip Kelly just isn't good. He just isn't good. That's the only analysis I can muster. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Ohio State, number six in the country, at Indiana. Oh, this is a big Big Ten matchup. Oh, boy. Here's Paul Keels from Learfield IMG College.
Quarterback Justin Fields in the shotgun. Fields hands Dobbins, sweeping to the left side. He's in trouble. Moves forward to the 20 of Indiana, to the 10 of Indiana, to the 5, and into the end zone.
Wow.
Does J.K. Dobbins on a 26-yard run, dragging Hoosiers along for the ride.
Ohio State wins 51-10. I'd kill for Paul Keels' voice. They've won each game this season by at least 24 points. They've won nine straight overall. And I'd say that Justin Fields is working out well. They're going to face Miami of Ohio next Saturday. You didn't even know there was a Miami in Ohio, did you? Yeah, it's got a great beach. And the nightlife, awesome. And they have nude beaches, too. Notre Dame taking on New Mexico. That's a good warm-up for getting ready for the Georgia Bulldogs. Not. Here's Paul Burmeister from the Notre Dame Radio Network.
Book, play action, stands in the pocket, throws down middle of the field. This is going to be a touchdown. Chase Claypool caught it on the 5-yard line, walked into the end zone. Notre Dame leads 34-0, 1:50 left until halftime. 37-yard connection from Book to Claypool.
They won 66-14. Ian Book, career high, 5 TD passes, and Notre Dame's defense came up with 3 first half INTs. Get ready for Georgia next week. Number 8, Auburn, taking on Kent State. Really stepping up in the challenge department of competition. Here's Andy Burchman on the Auburn Tire Radio Network.
Whitlow with the carry, head down, he is in. Touchdown, Auburn!
from 3 yards out. His second touchdown of the season.
He said booby. He said booby. Whitlow rushes for 135 yards, two touchdowns. Bo Nix ran and passed for scores. A 55-16 victory. Auburn now plays at number 16 Texas A&M next week. That will be an elimination game for one of them. One of them will be eliminated. Number 9, Florida at Kentucky. The big news is, ouch, a big injury at Florida's quarterback situation. Mick Cubert from Learfield IMG College has this for us.
Snap to Trask. Trask going to run up the middle of the field and in for a touchdown. Wide open. The Red Sea parted. And Trask swam right on in. And the Gators have taken the lead here in Kentucky tonight. 22-21.
I don't know what the exact injury is to Felipe Franks, but your ankle and leg are not supposed to go in that direction. I feel bad for the kid, but Kyle Trask comes up big. 3 fourth-quarter touchdown drives, and the Gators win 29-21 over Kentucky. They will host Tennessee on Saturday, which isn't dangerous, after the 29-21 win. All right, last one I got for you. Utah taking on Idaho State. Here's Bill Riley from Learfield IMG College.
Devin getting his first action of the afternoon. It is a play action. Huntley looking and scanning the field. He's got a man open down the sideline, caught by Keithy. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. That's a touchdown! Brad Keithy wheeling out of the formation. And a 60-yard touchdown from Tyler Huntley.
Utah opens Pac-12 play at Southern Cal on Friday. So that's about this. They're going to be finally challenged a little bit, or are they? Because Southern Cal doesn't look any good. Utah wins 31-0. That's a good football team. They could be a dark horse to get into the discussion for the college football playoff. Tyler Huntley, 282 yards, 3 touchdowns. If your team wasn't good enough to make the fallout today, blame your AD. Blame your scheduling. Don't blame Anthony Pierno, the fine producer of this program, who puts that together for you every week. And AP is one of the best in the business. Does a fantastic job.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.